that went simply, "She is here, still here." It was as if a rushing river had routed itself through my house, which was pervaded now by a freshwater scent and the awareness of something lavish, natural, and breathtaking, always moving nearby. At dinner one evening, unprompted, before a group of my friends, she sang my praises, said I was a good man, thoughtful, intelligent, kind. As our eyes met, I saw that she had spoken in earnest. Next day, she left a note on my desk. Although shyness prevented her from expressing this sentiment in speech or action, the note said, my kindness to her had resulted in an effect much to be desired. She was happy, was indeed comfortable in our home, and desired, as she put it, to expand the frontiers of our happiness together in that intimate way to which I am as yet a stranger. She requested that I guide her in this, as I had guided her in so many other aspects of adulthood. I read the note, went in to supper, found her positively aglow. We exchanged frank looks there in front of the servants, delighted by this thing.